This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in our cattle market today?
Another wild and crazy day of upside taking place in our cattle market as we saw once again a big move take place. This time we saw in our feeder cattle the first 6 months of contracts up to $3 limit. Another round of new all-time record highs in the feeder cattle. We also had upside in our live cattle, but not quite as bad or as much, I should say, as our feeder cattle. We also saw box beef 9 cents higher on choice at mid-morning, 74 higher on selects, moved 112 lows, and saw an estimated cattle kill day of 114,000 head. On the close today, October cattle $2.02 higher, December up $2.42, October and November feeders up the $3 limit, and December lean hogs 35 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Money that's tied up in unneeded equipment limits your ability to manage your business.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Big Iron will partner with you to sell your equipment, providing full-service auction support with no freight costs and worldwide marketing, designed to draw a global audience and turn your unused equipment into cash.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Call 800-937-3558. Don't delay, because the time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Every policy must go, with all of our farm insurance on sale. Management says we need to get these policies sold. No one will be turned away.
We know not every ad fits every client, just like we know not every policy fits your unique needs. We are PharmaSure, the fast, affordable farm insurance. And we know and understand farm insurance because it's all we do. Go to PharmaSure.com today to find an agent near you.
And Tom, what's going on in the grain market today?
Well, Leslie, news-wise, we didn't have anything to really talk about today. The report's behind us from yesterday. Now they're looking forward to the report that will come out on the 10th of October, which is next Friday. And we continue to see the harvesting move along, some interruptions from some rains in some parts of the Corn Belt. Yields still coming in good. And this market started out with downside, but managed to bounce off those lows with more contracts closing positive than negative by the end of the day. December KC wheat was down a half a penny. March KC down a quarter of a penny. December Chicago wheat closed a penny and a quarter higher. December and March corn were up a half a penny each. November soybeans were up 3.5 cents. January beans up 3.75. And December cotton was 79 points higher on the close.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.